Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below. So welcome everyone to the main stage at the Embodiment Conference, hosted today by myself and of course Daniela. We have for you a treat, Martha Eddy. Martha Eddy is, well, let me tell you my own background in this. I ask around, I say, who's good? Who's good? Who's been around a long time? Who's experienced? Who does great work? Who's a great teacher? And Martha was one of those names that kept coming up. Like Paul Linden, my own teacher, would mention her and different people. She's a mainstay of really the whole somatics world, particularly in the US. She's based in New York. Her book on it, the history of somatics and embodiment, is well worth a read if you want to kind of see where things really come from in this world. There it is. It's a good book. It's on my courses. This is mandatory reading for my students. It's one of just three books that are like essential reading. She founded something called Dynamic Embodiment, Applications to Health. Her background includes body mind centering, lab and work. I had a body work session off her once in New York, which was exquisite, and I am fussy. So Martha, it is a pleasure and honor to have you back.
And thank you. Hi, everybody. And let me know if I'm too loud. All of a sudden, I sound loud to me. So we have a short time to do a lot together. And so I'm going to do a little slide screen as I talk. But thank you for those of you that came into the gallery with me and just helped me feel who you are a bit. Feel free, as I had mentioned earlier, to write in the chat if there is something in your own body mind that is really interested in kind of being addressed today. So that's a lot about me. And then today is really about everybody can dance. Everyone does dance. We're dancing when we walk. Also that everyone has feelings. So this body mind idea, I kind of took the hyphen out. It's really what somatic means, the body mind integrated. And yet, for me, it was really important to take all the somatic work that I was dealing with, both ideas and my own healing process, and put it into dancing, meaning just like being able to move freely and with music sometimes with my own vocalization. So that's where body mind dancing came from. It has some premises that we are all good, but that we also can do harm. That everyone has a right to be on the planet. Here we are, embodied beings. And then that our body is a resource. And so my question to you is, what are your resources when you're challenged by anything, something in life, situational, something inside yourself, something health, something whatever, relational? And that we are all, basic premise of this class, this particular lens on body mind dancing today, which is, you know, look, working with the continuum, I call it the continuum from stress to trauma, because basically the body responds with, we have four or five choices of either hiding or fighting or really freezing, or, you know, you got the idea. Most of you know the fight flight responses and the freeze. And we've been working with these for over 40 years. in the Body Mind Centering and the Lavan community. So dynamic embodiment includes this idea that we're responding to stressors all the time. We might have micro or macro traumas going on. They're in our bodies, and that our physiological responses to them are actually similar, that we have a range that kind of fits in with just how our biology works. So our bodies show tensions and wounds. These stories are carried in our bodies, in our cells, in our posture, and in our movement style, our movement choices. So one of the things we're doing in body mind dancing is we're allowing different parts of ourselves to speak. And that is resourced through the Laban work of exploring different qualities of movement, but also through the body mind centering work, which is the really rich embodiment process of responding to different tissues in our body and what they carry. So I'm going to ask you today, as we're moving, what feels great in you? What can you resource as a kind of strength, as a sense of being present and free in your expression? And then we're also possibly going to touch in, and it's really your choice. If you don't want to go there, just keep moving and have fun. Gently touching in with whatever feels scary or blocked. For me, it's often my neck area. I had Lyme disease and it's just still in there, but I also have postural issues around my vision or around wanting to please, you know, they all show up. So within that, I could ask myself, what do I need as support? Ah, I need to remember that I can back up and still be with you. I want to remember that my heart and my thymus, if I get the lungs moving up into the highest part of my high lungs, that will help open this area. These become my supports. And then I want to embrace all parts. So if I really feel like I need to be here, then I just let myself be here. So it's allowing, a lot about allowing and embracing. This model is a whole other thing. I mean, it's completely related, but it could be a whole other workshop. The idea of grounding, getting present, expressing, we've talked about. But then also, and I did ask some of you to put this in the chat, like, what is it you want to work on today? What is your intention? So I can't do things for you. You have to set your own intention. So having a sense of, yeah, I'd like to clear in my neck area. And it's a little tricky when I go to do head swings with this headset on, but I'm going to see what I can do. And then what do I want to communicate either intrapsychically to myself, or maybe if it's a relational issue, out to someone else? So that's my EJIC model. And we can come back to that in another session some other day. So to review, we've got embodied practices. And I've used these in violence prevention work with children, teens, and adults. And then that we have this continuum of stress to trauma. The conflicts can be inside or outside. All are a great practice ground. Even our smallest stress is a great practice ground for dealing with the bigger assaults that may come at us. I like competition. I like competition with myself. I like competition that is loving and cooperation. Again, you heard me talk a lot about freedom of expression. What is that? Maybe that's what you'll be exploring today. And then striving for a safe enough space is really important today. So doing what feels good to you. And only that, you can adapt any idea I give you and make it your own. This is an improvisational model, body mind dancing. And so we use EJIC, which is the express, the grounding, the expression, the integrity, and the communication. Or we can begin with the grounding first. So there's lots of possibilities. All right, I'm not going to do much more. We're going to stop the share. I'm going to ask you to just dig in one more time into that chat, if you will, and just see if you want to share anything with me about what you would like to focus on. So I'm just reading. Some people have left. Lots of people. Some people just want to dance. Moving is okay. The space is new. So great. I very much appreciate that. Noticing that you may not feel fully expressive because of the people or the place you're in. And so be gentle with yourself. Do what feels safe, what feels pleasurable. And by the way, I really like that Ilan was the sponsor, because she has this range of from rage to love, from sensuality to sexuality. All of this is important to bring in. And yet we can choose to pick just one thing that feels enough for us. So tight shoulders, sore eyes. I have red eyes today. I want to go there too. moving beyond the past and enjoying the process. We actually have a workshop November 7th called When the Past Invades the Present. So go to dynamicembodiment.org or drmarthaeddy.com and you can learn more about that. So thoracic area, self-protection, being able to do that without armoring. Quads and legs are stuck, shoulders and arms, so really the bigger bones of the body. How to move out of that tension. Great, so a lot of shoulder blade, a lot of lower back, moving from the past, sore lower back. Okay, here we go. Let's start moving. So now I am going to share my music. And I'm gonna get rid of, I hope, yeah, here we are. And let's go here. And sorry, taking me a second. And we're going to ask you to stand up if you're comfortable with that and if you can. And just begin to, I call it, mark your space. See what space you happen to be in. And I'm going to turn the music down softly to begin with. If you cannot hear me at any point, I invite the panelists in particular to let me know, but if somebody else wants to, take a moment to rub, if you can reach it, the place in your body that you wrote about in the chat. There were knees, there was lower back. And if it was more of an intrapsychic space or feeling state, just kind of be with that for a moment. Shoulders and neck. You pick the area that you want to place your hands. And find the breath. Find that breath. What does that mean to find the breath? Often it's about exhaling more fully to allow the depth of breath. Sometimes it's remembering that every cell takes in oxygen and has to exhale carbon dioxide to give our gift back to the leaves, to the trees, to the plants. Feel free to let your hands move around or to radiate out from the breath and just begin to undulate a little bit. Whatever that means to you, just kind of growing and shrinking. Maybe you're doing a body scan for a moment. Where else feels either a little tense, a little stiff, or great? What feels just yummy and fantastic today? For my Dutch friends, I don't mean yummer. I do mean yummy, which means delicious, lekker. So I'm just checking in. And you might even begin to yawn and stretch. For us here in the United States, it's still the morning. End of the day. For others, just what needs to move. So I'm going to ask you now to sponge, to squeeze and release. I'm especially doing that with my shoulders, for those of you that talked about shoulders, up to my ears and down. So we're just warming up, we're checking in, we're saying hello body, and we're giving thanks for what is working, that you are moving, that we are breathing. And we're spreading, whether you want to call this love, care, breath, movement, into some of your under-resourced areas. What haven't you paid attention to or moved? Often it is movement that brings attention to an area. I'm feeling my wrist, so much keyboarding. I'm taking a little moment with my wrists. I love my Aikido stretches. I'm gonna take a little moment, if anybody wants to see these, grasping and pulling into the solar plexus or the hara, lower. You pick what feels good. One hand, one hand. what? Maybe your attention is still more on your lower back. Ah, how does this feel? So again, these are just ideas. Maybe your Tai Chi practice is calling you. Another wrist exercise, thumb. Maybe some sounding. Sorry, you have to listen to me. And again, if your family is not ready for you to sound, then today is not the day to sound. Purr. Quiet breath moves you too. Rasping and stretching. I'm adding that to my lower back. Curling, tucking. Now I'm going to start to move the pelvis forward. And back. Again, sound is part of movement. Voice can be written in as part of posture. My voice is a little nasal. What do I want to move? I'm still undulating. Focusing on the spine a little now, if anybody wants to join me. There are a couple easier, just tail to head, cat cow exhales. Inhales. Remember that idea of breathing above the collarbone. The high lobes of the lungs will support the neck and shoulders. And then you might undulate by starting with just the tail, the sacrum, the lumbar, separating the discs. So between the vertebrae makes space for the spongy discs. And now I'm undulating because I'm coming into extension. And I'm arcing my head back. Starts to open up some of the glands, the chakras. Oh, and leading from my chin. Really folding at the hip joint. How do your thighs feel with that? Is that too much? Then don't go so low. And begin the tailbone movement again. Again, just an idea. If your body is calling for something else, go for it. Listen. Looking up. I'm looking at you. I'm reaching for my chin and I can open my jaw. And then I can play with my shoulders leading. That's kind of fun. And then roll them back. Sometimes these movements, when they get into deep places of holding, just call on a different exhale, a deeper exhale. And that is a sign that you are letting go. Now I'm shifting my locus of control to the thymus, right here. Letting my thymus under the breastbone, the sternum, the manubrium, really lead. So it looks like this, reaching from my chin, but also from my chest. And starting to play with that, moving me. So the thoracic spine, if it's held, often needs the resource of the lungs, the heart, and the thymus to help move. Now I've done a lot forward and back, sagittal plane. Let's go side to side. And this is still some floaty music. We'll get into some more rhythmic music in a bit. But just take a little more time to float. For those of you, no one really talked about their feet, but I want you to spend some time now, if you're standing or even if you're seated with your feet on the ground, with pressure into the ground. And then feel the Earth's magnetism come up and through the anti-gravity, so go gravity, push through your bones into anti-gravity. See if you can find the resources of our connection to the Earth. You don't have to jump, I'm just emphasizing that, but you could bounce if it feels good. Weightedness. So we have this lightness that comes from grounding. The more you can get your lower back, going down, sit bones going down, those muscles will release. But the more you can get your ribs, and I'm literally lifting my rib cage up, lift it off your lower back. That will free the spine. So you might even want to jiggle. This is the synovial fluid going. So here we are, back into the ground, downward. Let those thighs release. Feel the ankles flex. Our knees are responding to the interaction of the hip joint and the ankle joint. Can you free the ankle? Open your gonads and then start to weight shift any direction. Can you take a step and go where you need to go? And for me, that's back. Stepping back, allowing you to do what you want to do. My eyes want to see you, so I'm coming closer, but I can step back, back, back. Again, tune into your ankles. Think about testes, ovaries, weight shifting. Sorry, we're in New York. They're still at least starting to clean the streets again. Weight shifts. Forward and back. I'm having fun being kind of a little light, but you might want to be more. What do you want to do when your pelvis takes you somewhere? What feeling do you want to have with it as you shift your weight over your ankle joint? Feel the foot moving. We do a lot of this on the ground too. I'm starting to put in a figure eight just to wake things up a little more. Figure eight, forward, back, across the midline, through the hara. The hara, your body's center, your energy, your creative energy, your strength. Maybe you feel that energy building in your hands. And then what's it like to be on one leg for a bit? Is that possible today? What direction does it take you in? Growing and shrinking. Back to the sponge image of the cell. Squeezing our waters out so that fresh water can come in. Play with each leg. Little tilts, growing and shrinking. Returning to the places that feel a little like they need your attention. My knee is calling me. I'm gonna give it some love with my hands. With gentle movement, with sponging of the muscles below and above the knee. Letting what I'm doing is a kind of squeezy touch, spongy. And I'm letting my face feel it too. Emily Conrad, hoo-ha breathing. Wow, for changes. Where else do you want to feel spongy, squeezy? Nice. And then just one more time, take some steps and walk around a bit. Just see what you see. Check in with your room. Be aware of your space. Is it giving you some good juju, your space? Or is it actually someplace you don't want to be at the moment? So maybe imagining another space is more helpful. So orienting is another resource. We know this from somatic experiencing, organic intelligence. Trauma work. What gives me pleasure in my environment? So let's dance with some place, either in your mind or in your room, and just go towards it and away from it. Any style of traveling you like. Some people might be ready for skipping. You might want to just step low and carefully. These are different expressions. But traveling towards and noticing when you can step away, going toward and away is our first type of cellular consciousness. The cell goes towards, gets what it needs, protects. So this is protection without armoring. Simply getting smaller like a sponge, not like a tight shell. Going towards could be an act of aggression, and that's fine. It could be an act of love. It could be curiosity. Notice what your stepping forward is about today. What do you want to be inside of, intentionally or as an investigation? And when you back up, what comes up with that? I'm actually feeling loving as I back up. That's interesting. Like, thank you for giving me space. And then I'm going to ask you to circle a bit. If you get dizzy, come back to your vertical at any point, either with stomping or just standing. But what's it like to scan, to find the horizontal, to explore a little more? And you can pause anywhere you want. Take in more. What captures your curiosity? Couple more arcs. It could just be with your arm. It could be turning in place. We're exploring the horizontality of our being. The one that says we're in a world with others. How does that feel? Maybe I want to be small in my twisting. Maybe I want to be huge. And when you've had enough, see what you do want to do. If you want to keep going, go for it. Is arcing in the horizontal or pointing along the way your thing. We love investigating, exploring, finding out something new, opening a door, a curtain. Then we're going to get back to those gonads, just rocking side to side. We didn't really finish the going from the foot through the hip, through the ribs, to the fingertips and the top of the head. Just see how your side body feels and breathe out. If you want, if you're ready for this, we're finding our vertical. This is our yes and our no. Yes, no. Yes, no. No. Yes, one, two, our binary selves, weighing out the possibilities, evaluating what feels right. Marching, could be climbing a wall. Maybe you're a rock climber. Just see, and you can also do this with lightness. Remember, that's where we started. Just notice if this too is your space, I put that together, it's a space. And see what it's like to travel, exploring. This is the mesoderm, where our muscles and bones come from. It comes right out of this side body. Do you love this mesoderm? Or would you now like to go into the plane of the wheel? It's where we started with the undulation. Right? But we're going to walk it again. Forward and back, but a little more down and up. Is there anything you want to bow down to? Is there anything that interests you down here? And what do you want to take in? And where do you want to put it?
Touch of our fingers,
So this is into commitment and action. We played with it earlier, so just a little bit more of this. Just checking in now. Is this home for you? Is this home for you? Down and up, forward and back. Or is this home for you? Exploring. Or is this home for you? So play with these three planes for a little bit. Around, like swiping a tablecloth, preparing the dinner table with a beautiful banquet cloth. Or the wall, the vertical plane, evaluating, deciding. How are your shoulders feeling when you do this? Which one feels best in your body? How does your lower back feel? How do your thighs feel? And then when you're ready, just check in with the sagittal again. Range of motion following your fingers with your eyes. And let it take you anywhere. Little hand dance to awaken the eyes. Let your eyes follow your hand wherever it goes. If you prefer two hands together, that's cool. Or if you want to do one each, that's great too. Hand eye. My hands have a story, and I want to witness it. And then let go of my cues and just see what your body is saying now. Maybe there's a discomfort that wants attention. Maybe there's something that was so much fun, you just want to do it again. Just let your body come in from the cold, warm up. I'm just being your witness. Beautiful, everyone. Yes. And are there words that come up as you dance? And there don't have to be, but if there are, let them out. Let them into your mind, let them out of your voice, whichever works. Is this just vulgar electricity? Is this the edifying fire? Does your smile cover complicity? The face as it admires. Are you just checking out your mojo? Oh, am I just fighting off growing old? All I ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. Just to come in. seeing what the meaning is for you, finding a little ending, a little gesture that will remind you of this dance in case you want to come back to it. What is your sense of resolution? Is there something that's repeating itself a lot that feels complete or that still wants completion? And wherever you are in your body, mind, can you let it also kind of drip into other parts of you? Other parts of your body, other feeling states, how do they meld? Is there any part of you you've forgotten that you want to invite in? Lovely, everyone. And as you continue, just keep the movement going, even as the sound has stopped. Even if it's tiny, just notice the rhythm that's living with you. Enjoy that you have cultivated a place of healing, a place of expression, a place of just being present in this moment with who you are. So some gratitude for that, if it feels good. Some deepening of the exhales. And as you do this, I'm just gonna review some of the things we've done, and we're gonna do one more kind of exploration together. And then we'll have some time for talking too. So we went through different body parts and you kind of checked in. So once again, you might just see, is there any body part that feels cool still, that hasn't gotten warm? For me, it's my toes. I still need to do a little more with my toes. So just, you know, that's one thing. Another is that we explored the planes in space, where we move. And I shared with you the work of Warren Lam, who postulated that when we move more side to side, forward and back, the horizontal plane along the horizon, we're exploring. And it's something to check in with. Is that something you really do a lot or you would like to do more of? How did it feel to be in the horizontal? Is that scary? Is it pleasurable? Was it just a good reminder? Was it so familiar you were ready to get out of there? And then we moved into the vertical, which is this idea of binary choice, but also the connection from right to left. You know, we have connectivity. So the horizontal is inside the vertical plane. And so is up and down my sense of weightedness, who I am. So I can decide, is it this or is it that? And we can use that sometimes when we need to make decisions. So just remembering that vertical plane. And then finally, you know, after you've sort of evaluated, is it this, is it that? In order to move in the world, we actually do have to take a step. We have to move, usually forward, sometimes backward, sometimes down and forward. That blessing, that sense of I give gratitude can be a movement. I step away to protect, that is a movement. But committing to an action is in this forward and back plane of the wheel, the idea of moving through space, getting somewhere. So just notice that for yourself too. Do you use that wheel? When do you use it? Is it serving you? And that's a big question with any kind of stressor. It's an opportunity, right? A micro trauma and even a macro trauma. Like, what is it teaching me? What is there here for me to learn? How did my response serve me? How is it still living in my body? How is it useful to me? Or is it time to let it go and find a different choice? So working with the planes is just a sort of very simple three-part choice system. But then there's everything in between. You can be off vertical, you can be in between. So that, I'm not saying that's the whole map. So it's certainly not the whole world, but it is a frame, it's a scaffold. Yeah. So now I have one more layer, which is the quality of movement we bring to any of these movements, to a body part, to a place that we're going in space. So the Laban work says, my body moves in space with a kind of relational and emotional quality. The quality of how I shape myself, what process of shaping I use, and also what energy I bring to it. Am I threatening? Am I shy? Okay. And for those of us working with people going through deep transitions, transformation, we want to acknowledge any of those as survival strategies. We want to attune with it. So the more we practice and feel comfortable with these variations, the more we're ready to just be with and not judge and have maybe compassion, maybe empathy, but sometimes just distance and just a warmth of being. And yes, grief is part of it. Grief just, I mean, it will be there. It's about allowing. So there might be loss. Often you see, I'm putting my hand on my heart. Often that's where that loss is, but the lungs massage the heart. So sobbing is that, letting the pumping of both the lungs, the releasing of water. So yeah, that would be a great example of moving the energy out. So I'd like you to join me with the fluids today. In body mind centering, we work with fluids. We work with the organs, like Mark talking about that big chair and me saying, yeah, it's very organy. So far we've been playing with cells as an image and space with any body part. When I talked about the mesoderm, we got a little bit into our bones and muscles stretching. So now I wanna get you into the autonomic nervous system. Not just this, what's called the somatic nervous system, the voluntary nervous system controls our container, how we present in the world, how we move kind of superficially, quite honestly. But the autonomic nervous system is more unconscious, often more vulnerable, often where the real shit is hanging out, okay? So if we want to tap into that, Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen offers us through her studies from yoga with Yogi Ramirez, and also with Sensei of Seitai, Noguchi Sensei in Japan, the idea that we can move, we can have some voluntary control, some at least awareness and being with what is considered to be involuntary. Our organs, our glands, and our fluids. All right, so I'm gonna bring you into the fluid phrase, and it's fun. So the main thing is to explore these different qualities of movement. We're not gonna use music this time. We're gonna make our own if you feel comfortable in your home to make sound, but if you don't, that is just fine. I'm trying to go full screen, but it's not happening. But okay, we're good. So, we've done this already. It's a little review, which is a good thing too. I'm going to put it on speaker view for me, so I'm sure that you can see me. This one you can follow along with, but again, if anything I'm doing, you'd rather do seated, or you'd rather not do at all, or you'd rather just do with your hand, or you'd rather do something different. This is an invitation to explore your body mind. So please go with. So I'll just start here just as a symbol of that variety. So standing or sitting, back to the cells, but now the cellular fluid. Fluid is water. Water has weight. It allows for buoyancy. So just kind of find, I like to say, the land of a million lakes, our bodies, lots of little ponds. And I'm going into the eyes now. Someone talked about their eyes being tired or sore. So just know that there's actually a lot of fluid in the eyes, vitreous fluid, aqueous humor. But then in each cell, of the muscles around the eyes. The muscles and the bones each have fluid in them. We are, and the jury is out, is it 62% or 98% water? You get to count. But it's more than half of us is agua, leo, omizu. So just be with the water in you. Cellular is about I am here. It's the place of meditation. So it could be a place of just rest and stillness. But wouldn't it be nice, and this has been my exploration over the years, to bring the cellular quality into our movement, into our conversation, into our voices. So I'm speaking to you now from my cellular fluid that moves, but is also contained within the membrane of my cells. The weight says I, and the presence says am here. Then what is a fun challenge is, can I be here with every step that I take? I'm here. Can I feel my rootedness, my weightedness, all those million little ponds lining up and spilling into the earth through the soles of my feet? I am here. So again, if you're seated, you could do this shifting through different parts of your pelvic bowl, your sit bones. And for those of us standing, you can feel the pelvic bones, the sit bones, the pubic bone, the tailbone, shifting into one foot, spreading and widening, deepening and hollowing, through to each foot, through your toes. Are you present in your toes? How much would you like to slow down? Because this is a timeless space. You can go as fast or as slow as you want. It's not about time. You pick your rate, your pace. It's about me here. My weightedness, my sense of awareness in space. So I'm going to move a little faster, but that's just my choice to see. It's my practice. Can I be present with a more rapid get to the subway quality? The tube, the metro. This is the baseline for all other fluids. The cell fluid travels through the membrane and becomes a different fluid. So we call the fluids the system of transformation. So hence, if we're stuck, we're not transforming. And actually, it's kind of fun to go into a stuck shape and just go, huh, can I just be present in my stuckness? There's no reason to change it if you love it. And if you love it, guess what? It's going to change. By just allowing, witnessing of where I'm at, my self-regulating being says, oh, now I'm curious about something else. I've acknowledged that, I can move on. So feel free to go into your stuckness and be with it and be present with it. Let the self fluids find out how they're feeling inside this shape. Right where there might be pain or compression or tautness or fear or grief. Ah. And I'm going to move in a different order than usual today. I'm going to move into the cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that bathes the brain and the spinal cord. Many of you know it from biodynamic cranial sacral therapy. Many of you know it from cranial sacral therapy. So the CSF nourishes the brain. It is slow, beyond slow, it is a monotone rhythm, an ongoing pouring. And if you're interested in this one, this is the one I played with a lot in 2 years ago in Embodiment Conference. So it is online on my profile page. You can go into this for a good half hour. It is really fun to feel how through the CSF and its dural sac, the sac that contains the fluid around the brain and spinal cord, how the nerves are pulled. And that is what is moving my fingertips and moving my thighs. So if you want to release the tension in your thighs, allow for this CSF to flex your spine. Feel the nerves of your lumbar spine lengthen down to your knees. And the nerves of your sacral area go down through the sciatic, down to the backs of your legs, down to the bottoms of your feet. So you're just closing and opening. You could close one side of your body and open the other. You could do both at the same time. Internal rotation, external rotation. So that's a different mind state, but not that different from the cerebral spinal. So I made a gentle transition. And so staying with the gentle today, because that's what slow and careful is about when dealing with stress and trauma. Sometimes we can be the provocateur and really push something, but now I'm shifting into a waltz-like movement. Anything you want to do that has a 1, 2, 3, a swing. This is the return of the venous flow to the heart. So it comes from the valves, that there's this gush from the heart and then this kind of returning. So again, depending on where you want to place your attention, can you get a little rocking, a little swaying, a little mother's holding, if that feels like a positive relationship for you, through you, or the ocean, or a lake, or a bathtub, whatever's safe, swaying you. Yeah, da, da, yi, da, da. If you want to sing, ba, da, da, ooh, da, di, da, can be in any plane. Yeah, yi, da, da, whoosh, da, da, ya, da, da, da. Feel, it could just be in your hand. Yeah, da, da, your knee, da, da. Wow. Ba, da, da. Pelvis is always great. Whoosh, da, da, yeah. Thorax needs to swing. Maybe the heart is making a smiley face. Yeah, de, da, yeah, da, da. Back. Yeah. Sa, from the thorax, your face, your eyes squeezing. Yeah. De, da, wow. De, da, da. Nice. Da. Da. Now that boundary is also important. It's a way to defend without armoring. So believe it or not, if we stay in our fluids, we can establish a boundary. So I took this from Aikido, the rowing exercise. For those of you that are dancey dancers, you can do ha, little out to the fingers. And then I like to say, ha, my space. So we go somewhere, we get to the edge, and it could even be small, my space. For those of us on public transportation during COVID, it's my space right out my shoulders, my space. And then really claim that space. So we breathe in and we go out, huh, my space. For the dancey dancers, you can come in, you go out, huh, my space. Huh. Yeah. Cutting through space, claiming space, breathing in, bring the lymph back to the heart, allow it to expand out, white blood cells defend you, and then claim your space. It can be in any plane. Ha, my space. Ha, my space. It could be any body part. Ha, my space. It could be any quality, as long as it's direct and uses your weightedness. I am similar to where I was before with cellular presence, but now I'm really activating my weight and claiming my space, taking care of myself, huh, my space. Beautiful, let's just do one or two more. So the synovial is to jiggle, and that's to get silly. And to just, so we can start at our feet and just kind of really, this is going to get my toes finally warmed up. Yeah, I'm going to stand on this so you can see my feet. So I'm like, and jiggle, and then jiggle through the hips, and shimmying is fun. And if you want to make sound, it's like, let's do that again. Low sound, low pitch. Ooh, through the heart center. Through the shoulder. Through the mouth. Say hello. And then bring the interstitial together. Squeeze. Remember our sponge. And we're going to end here. Last one. Just feel your heart. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. Badu, badu. And just see if you can find a gesture to end. Bah, bah. And I am a little sorry that I'm not cooling you down again. So as we end, as we complete.
No one gets extra time, even people I love.
As we listen to Mark, to our wonderful conference folks, feel free to put in the chat anything and let your breath regroup. Daniela, Mark, I don't know who's next.
Okay. So thank you, Martha. Gorgeous as ever. I had a move today, which was great. I've spent too much time sitting, so I was enjoying moving with you here.